A bipartisan bill that would allow states to pass their own marijuana laws without interference from the federal government is gaining momentum in Congress. It's an issue because the Department of Justice, under Attorney General Jeff Sessions, has returned to prosecuting marijuana as a banned substance, even though recreational cannabis is legal in 10 states, and most states allow it for medical use. President Trump has signaled he'd sign the bill. The States Act, as it's called, was filed last week by Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts, where recreational pot sales become legal on July 1st, and Senator Cory Gardner, Republican from Colorado, which in 2012 became the first state to legalize recreational marijuana. They join us from the Capitol. Senators, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And let me first ask what exactly this bill would do. Senator Warren, let me start with you.
This is a bill that says when the states have passed different laws about marijuana, maybe it's about medical marijuana, recreational marijuana, it will conflict with the federal law on marijuana because nothing has been changed. And this bill says the federal government will treat the state's law as the law of that state. In other words, no interference. So when Massachusetts laws go into effect, then the federal government will recede and Massachusetts will be the one in control of its destiny on marijuana. Same thing for Colorado, same thing for any other state.
Senator Gardner, is there any law that's like this that is on the books somewhere else on some other issue where the states disagree with the federal government? I mean, did you look to something that's happened in the past?
Well, you know, you've got a lot of ideas in law where the state's given some ideas of where they can lead. You know, highway bills where the funding comes from the federal government and the highway bill gets spent, the money gets spent by the state. Or perhaps there's speed limit restrictions, those kinds of things. But I really can't think of anything else.
Yeah. And look, it's basically a way to try to deal with a law that's just antiquated. The federal law is an absolute prohibition. It treats marijuana as a Schedule I drug, which is the same as heroin and cocaine, and says it has no research use, it has no medical use, which, frankly, we'd like to be able to do more research around it. And we have a lot of evidence starting to grow that there are medical uses for marijuana. And besides, folks in Massachusetts, just like folks in Colorado, got together and said, here's how we want to treat marijuana in Massachusetts. And now that that's the case, we think the federal government just ought to back off.
Why not just change the federal law then and legalize marijuana at the federal level?
Well, I think you could certainly do that. In fact, there have been legislative attempts to do just that, and they've gone nowhere. But if you look at the Constitution, whether it's the 10th Amendment or the Interstate Commerce Clause, the Interstate Commerce Clause talks about goods of an intrastate nature being regulated by the state. And so this is something that I think our founders said there may be disagreement. So let's let states do what they want to. It's also a way for us to politically thread a needle with a couple of tricky issues that we haven't been able to find so far. Number one, there are states that aren't going to want to do this. Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska. I think they've even sued Colorado over some of the marijuana industry's impact that they have. They felt that they could see in their states. The other thing that it addresses, of course, is the banking issue. Right now, if you're a business, you're a landlord and you receive rent from a marijuana business, if you're a worker who gets paid by one of these industries, you can't take it to the bank. And so this fixes the financial services issue with the banking prohibitions. And the third thing it fixes, of course, is this issue of taxation. Many of these businesses, medical businesses and others, are paying 90% tax rates, effective rates, because they can't take a standard business deduction like any other business would. So this fixes in a very elegant, simple fashion those questions through a federalism approach.
I want to listen here to the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who last week was asked about your bill in an interview with Colorado Public Radio.
At this time, my view is clear that the federal law remains in effect nationwide, just like it does for heroin or cocaine. And that, of course, it's not the death-dealing drug in the same way that fentanyl or heroin is, but it remains on the books as a prohibited substance.
If your bill cannot get the support it needs, do you think there's any chance of convincing Jeff Sessions to do what you want him to do, essentially, without having a law in place to say that?
Look, I don't think we're going to change Jeff Sessions' mind. I think that's what he was saying on Colorado radio. You know, I'm not changing my mind. Okay, we get that. But the problem is, even if you could back off the attorney general and get the attorney general to stay out of Massachusetts as we start to put our new marijuana laws in place. The problem is there are other difficulties in law. So as Senator Gardner identified, for example, a marijuana business can't put its cash into an FDIC-insured bank because that cash, from a federal law perspective, appears to come from an illegal source.
Right.
And so that's why we need our bill, whether Jeff Sessions is attorney general or somebody else is attorney general.
Senator Gardner, it may be surprising to some people that you are supporting this, given that you didn't support legalization in Colorado back in 2012.
That's right. I didn't support legalization. The people of Colorado spoke very clearly. I think if they spoke again, they'd speak with an even stronger voice in support of legalization. This is a challenge now that has a $2 billion cash flow in Colorado. It's a challenge that Senator Warren just identified, where you have money. This money is not going into banks. It's just floating around. I don't know if it's in backpacks, if in warehouses, what they're doing with it.
U-Haul trucks.
U-Haul trucks, right. But we have, I mean, it's so you have this public hypocrisy problem, too, along with that public safety issue of $2 billion in cash floating around. But you have this hypocrisy in that the state can collect a tax on it. The city can collect a tax on it. Somehow it's okay for them to put it into a bank, but the person who works in the industry can't even get a home loan. So we have it now. It's here. It's not going away. And how do we allow the state then to do what it believes is best?
Back in October of 2016, I spoke with the governor of Colorado, John Hickenlooper, who's a Democrat who opposed the legalization as well. And I asked him how it was working out and whether he thinks other states should follow Colorado. Here's what he said.
I think the jury's still out. And when other governors ask me, I tell them they should wait a couple of years.
Senator Warren, as we prepare to see legalization in Massachusetts, what are your concerns? Are you worried about anything that might happen as a result of legalizing recreational marijuana, teen use, driving under the influence, et cetera?
Of course. And I'm particularly worried about the fact that we're not doing enough research. What constitutes driving under the influence? We need actual research on that. Right now, that's a real problem because so long as the federal government continues to schedule marijuana as a Schedule I drug, it is extraordinarily difficult to be able to do any kind of study around it.
And I've actually agreed with this, the same sentiment that Governor Hickenlooper laid out in that comment. I've said to people, hey, why don't you just wait and see what happens in Colorado? Maybe in 5 years, it'll be the best thing we've ever done. Maybe in 5 years, they'll do something different. But, you know, they've seen some of the regulations that have been put in place. They've seen the effects, and a lot of states aren't waiting. They're moving forward. So we can't really wait. Getting more information, getting us from the anecdotal tidbits to actual science research is going to be an important part of this debate.
And I would just add on that because I am particularly worried about the impact on children, on developing brains. The small amount of research that I've seen on this suggests that the impact of the active drug in marijuana on developing brains is very different from the impact on adult brains. And that's something we're going to need to take account of in Massachusetts and in other states that are legalizing the drug for recreational uses, to be particularly vigilant both in enforcing laws about age restrictions, but also in doing the outreach and education programs to make sure that those who are most vulnerable stay away from it.
Finally, I want to ask each of you a question about something else. And Senator Gardner, let me start with you. Your Republican colleague, Bob Corker, of Tennessee, says Republicans are cult-like in their reluctance to cross President Trump. I just wonder whether you agree with that.
Well, look, I think there's been a lot of very public moments where I've broken with the president. We'll continue to where I disagree with him. We'll continue to work with him where I do agree with him. But as recently as today, talked about my hope that we could continue major exercises in South Korea as we work toward a denuclearized North Korea. I think Senator Corker obviously is frustrated over a number of things, including legislation that I believe is important, and that's rolling back the tariffs that are affecting our trade and our trade allies. So I think there's a level of frustration over trade policies that is reflected in Senator Corker's statements. But, I hope that everybody will express their dissatisfaction and their disagreements as publicly as they always have, including those times where they can work together.
You think they're doing that enough, your colleagues?
You know, that's up to them. I don't speak for them. I speak for myself, and I've made it very clear where we've had moments of disagreement and moments of agreement.
Senator Warren, there was an article in the New York Times the other day, I'm sure you saw it, about Democrats spending a lot of time in New York raising money, including you. When are you going to make a decision about whether you're going to run for president?
I am not running for president. I'm running for Senate in Massachusetts 2018. Woohoo! November 6th.
I was hoping we could get an announcement right
here.
Yeah,
right here.
I was really excited.
This
would
be,
this would make news, a lot of it.
Come on, guys. I am not running for president. I'm running for Senate in Massachusetts, and I'm in a whole bunch of fights right here in the Senate right now. Senator Gardner and I are working hard to get this bill through. I have a bill on opioid treatment. We've got a bill on the floor that we're wrestling around with that will expand the president's ability to build nuclear weapons without having to come back to Congress for direct approval. I'm fighting hard against that. So there are a lot of issues that we are right in the heart of.
Senators, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren and Republican Senator Cory Gardner.